We're talking with Eric Wellman, a longtime organizer for Food and Water Action, Food and Water Watch. We've asked Eric to come on to talk about their legislative program, particularly at the state level around climate, but also a little bit on the federal level. We recently covered a press conference about the proposal to get sort of gas-free New York, no new buildings having gas. Eric, how's that bill looking? Why is it important?
Well, we're at a really exciting moment, Mark, because just last December, in his final bill signing ceremony, as it happens, you know, Mayor de Blasio signed the gas-free NYC legislation into law. In fact, I have one of the pens that the mayor used to sign the bill. And it struck a really significant blow against the fossil fuel industry by banning gas, frack gas in new buildings in New York City. Very bold measure, and we have every hope and expectation that other cities and states across the nation will adopt similar policy, including, of course, New York State. We're working with Senator Brian Kavanaugh, Democrat from Brooklyn, as well as Assemblymember Emily Carroll Gallagher, another Democrat from Brooklyn, to advance legislation on the state level. And we're hoping, actually, that Governor Hochul includes the bill in her budget, her proposed budget, which is due next Tuesday. So we've got a great campaign. We're working with some amazing allies in the Renewable Heat Now Coalition, New York Communities for Change, NYPIRG, Earth Justice. It's a really broad and powerful coalition. We're building co-sponsors for the bill. And again, urging Governor Hochul to embrace a rapid transition off fossil fuels by banning gas new buildings by the end of 2023.
You mentioned Earth Justice. We had Liz Moran on recently, and she was talking about the fight against cryptocurrency mining and its negative climate impact. But I know Food and Water Watch also works at the federal level. So what's sort of the blend between state and federal action on cryptocurrency, and why is this so bad?
That's a good question. So as you mentioned, Food and Water Watch is working with, Earth Justice, as well as a tremendous coalition that spans the state, literally from, Long Island to Buffalo. In particular, we're working with some great activists and allies in the Finger Lakes, who are concerned about a frack gas power plant that's being used to power Bitcoin cryptocurrency mining, working with Yvonne Taylor and the folks from the Seneca Lake Guardians, who are very concerned, again, about not only the climate impacts, but all the noise and other pollution associated with this power plant, which is located right in the heart of the Finger Lakes. We are, I say, slowly cultivating greater awareness of the tremendous energy consumption associated with Bitcoin mining. We just got news that the House of Representatives is actually holding a hearing. I don't know too much about it, but just got an email saying that the House of Representatives, at the federal level, is holding a hearing on cryptocurrency mining and its environmental impacts. That's tremendous. We certainly hope that members of the New York Congressional Delegation who are on the Energy Commerce Committee, including Paul Tonko from Albany, participate in this hearing. But in the meantime, we're not only urging the Hochul administration to put a halt to the Greenwich Power Plant, as well as a similar project in North Tonawanda, which is near Buffalo. We're urging the administration to not provide the permits necessary for these projects, but also to pass legislation putting a pause on these projects. We're working with a wonderful, wonderful assembly member from the Finger Lakes, Anna Kellos, who's been a tremendous ally, as well as Senator Parker, Kevin Parker, also a Democrat from Brooklyn, on legislation to put a pause, a moratorium on these projects while we take a closer look at the potential impacts of the tremendous energy consumption associated with the industry and its potential to really disrupt and undermine our ability to meet New York's climate goals. Again,
we're running out of time. So I understand. I get a lot of emails from the United States, Eric, about trying to get NYPA, New York Power Authority, to build renewables, public power. What's that all about?
Absolutely. Well, Food and Water Watch is a proud member of the New York State Public Power Coalition. Includes the, DSA and number of, DSA chapters, as well as the Long Island Progressive Coalition. So we've got, Food and Water Watch is part of a broad movement that's encouraging the Hochul administration and the legislature to really unleash the New York Power Authority, which folks may know was established back in the day by FDR. It's the nation's largest state-owned public utility. It has a really strong track record of providing affordable and green public power. And, the climate crisis demands that we, use all of our capacity to build and operate and maintain public renewable power. And so right now, NYPA, unfortunately, is constrained from building new utility scale renewable energy production. And so what we're asking is that Governor Hochul and the legislature embrace legislation that would really unleash NYPA and enable it to build the renewable capacity, the generating capacity that we desperately, frankly, need to meet New York's bold, ambitious climate goals.
So let's try to spend the last 3 minutes on federal legislation. Something that you mentioned earlier, which I had not heard about previously, the Future Generations Protection Act. What's that about?
So we are working with Representative Jan Schakowsky, who's a member of House leadership from Chicago, and she's introduced legislation, H.R. 6168. Again, that's H.R. 6168, the Future Generations Protection Act. And what it really addresses is Food and Water Watch's supply side concerns. So it bans fracking. It bans new fossil fuel infrastructure, and it bans the export of fossil fuels. So again, Representative Jan Schakowsky has introduced this bill. It's been co-sponsored thus far by 8 members of New York's congressional delegation.
Paul
Tomko, unfortunately, Delgado is not among them, so we're missing a lot of folks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're missing your buds from the Hudson Valley and Central New York and the Capital District. But, we're really hoping that, the entire delegation, including, Sean Patrick Maloney and, again, Delgado and Tomko, support the Future Generations Protection Act, H.R. 6168, which, again, really, strikes a blow against the fossil fuel industry and adopts the policies that we need to reduce our reliance on dirty fossil fuels and move off fossil fuels.
Is the Biden administration doing what Food and Water Watch wants at the national level?
In the short answer, no. Late last year, Food and Water Watch was part of a broad movement that held a week-long series of actions, arrestable actions outside the White House. The Biden administration has not lived up to its promise. We're hoping, actually, that they embrace a ban on fracking waste in the Delaware River Basin, which is a source of drinking water for 15 million people. The Biden administration, along with Governor Hochul, is represented on the Delaware River Basin Commission, the DRBC. And right now, they're considering a proposal around fracking waste and water withdrawals for fracking. And this is an important moment, an opportunity for President Biden, as well as Governor Hochul, to strike a blow against fracking by supporting a ban on fracking waste and water withdrawals for fracking in the Delaware River Basin, which again is a source of drinking water for 15 million people, including millions of New Yorkers.
So, Eric, I imagine some of us will see you in the Capital District on January 25th. Climate can't wait. If people want more information about Food and Water Watch, how do they do that?
Well, they, you know, they can visit the Food and Water Watch website. They can email me at eweltman@fwwatch.org.
Thank you very much, Eric Weltman. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.